seems like our writings and rituals are bringing the moon out to us. We have one final reader, and that is also a local of this neighborhood, the poet and interviewer Paul Nelson, who founded SPLAB, the Seattle Poetics Lab, and the Cascadia Poetry Festival. He wrote American Sentences and A Time Before Slaughter and Organic in Cascadia, A Sequence of Energies. He interviewed Allen Ginsberg, Michael McClure, Joanne Kiger, Robin Blazer, Ann Waldman, Daphne Marlett, Diane DePrima, Nate Mackey, George Bowering, Brenda Hillman, and others. He is engaged in a 20-year bioregional cultural investigation of Cascadia, including the festival, a MOOC, Innovative Cascadia Poetry, interviews with Cascadia poets, indigenous elders, and activists, and the anthology, Make It True, Poetry from Cascadia, Cedar River Watershed, Poetry Postcards, and Wondering How the Empire Ends are also qualities of Paul Nelson. Everyone, welcome Paul Nelson.
Anyone cold?
I think for just 30 seconds, maybe we should just move. You make a move. Jump if you want, like grab your hand. If you want to make a sound, Snacked upon Mastodon. Greg, I need your light.
Here it is.
So, I want to thank you. I want to thank Greg for mentioning the fact that we're on the ancestral homeland of the Duwamish people, the Muckleshoot tribe, and other cultural affairs tribe. That's important to note. Hey, tomorrow night, our first open mic at Jude's, as Stevie speaks, from Wedgwood to Rainier Beach one night a month on the first Mondays. And our featured poet is Anastasia Renee. And the guy who just left with the dog is going to be leading a trio, Jim O'Halloran, with Evan Forey Barnes and Jock Lewis. That's tomorrow night at Jude's, about a mile from here. So I, this whole notion of place, Bhakti and I, my partner Bhakti, where did she go? There she is. We moved here on July 20th. We live in the Park Shore Villa, so we just walked here. And so we are very interested in place because we live here now and we have a lot at stake. And I dug out this bioregional quiz. And this is not a quiz. There will not be grades given. But just so you know, you can find this online. 30 questions to elevate your awareness and literacy of the greater place in which you live. Point North. There you go. That's right. Point North. What time is sunset today, or was sunset?
4:30.
4:19. Oh, Jesus. trace the water you drink from the rainfall to your tap. 4, when you flush, where do the solids go? Magnolia. 1/2 is the wastewater. How many feet above sea level are you? 2 feet? No. We would have been under, because until 100 years ago, this is was part of the lake. It went down on an average 9 feet. Pritchard Island. If you actually go through this path and turn left, you see that it's Pritchard Island, which is now a peninsula because of the lake going down and the Black River dying because of that. What spring wildflower is consistently among the first to bloom here? Indian plum, maybe? I'd throw that out there. And there's a bunch of other questions, like what watershed do you live in? The Lake Washington Cedar River watershed is the one that you find in Mackinac County. What's the closest next watershed? Would be the Green River Duwamish. The Green and Duwamish River watershed. And you can see that on the lake. Kind of looks like that, which is pretty cool. This is good information for King County. You never saw such soil. Just this is an ad. A guy named A.J. Pritchard, sales agent. You never saw such soil. Just think of it. For countless years, this strip of land was the bottom of a slough between Pritchard Island and the west shore of Lake Washington. Birth building. And from 100 or so years ago. And the tide, it's important to know the tide, that was on the list of things. The low tide right now is a really, 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 really low tide because of the supermoon. So this is a lot of information about bioregional stuff, and I have, if anyone wants a copy of that, I can have that. Of course, you can find that online.
Well, bioregional queers, and Jim Dodge is in the book, Make the Truth, Help Construct.
So in the interest of keeping it short, I'm just going to keep
this is a hide one from the collection Hide de la Serna. And like all the poems in that manuscript, it starts out with an epigraph from Ramon Gomez de la Serna. The poem's called Help from the Heavens. The epigraph is, when he is home, the astronomer always keeps looking up at the ceiling. For a falling sky, for an obsolete constellation brought back to service, for the threshold of heat-trapping gases in the atmosphere, 400 parts per million. For the first time in 3 million years since our last bout of anthropocentric hubris, only a pole shift could sweep. Here at Birchie Elementary, Capitol Hill, hard rain makes rainwater gush through the classroom, making a whooshing sound. Make a Met Living Building challenge in which rainwater's dump no more, where fifth graders monitor energy use, consult with fourth graders, get the debit card to buy more solar panels, stare at the ceiling of a living building, treat Gaia as a series of interconnected bioregions, vie for the race to return to use what you need, seek redress again. Here, World War III, First World War, which the world's not a theater, but actor, test the fact of animism, that the biggest one of all might have a sucker punch for house sparrows, capitalists, and fume spewers. Oh, master of the universe, give us back the pinch shot,
the slug, or the muscle. We may need help here, sent from the heavens.
The print shop, the slug, and the muscle are all constellations that we don't use anymore, obsolete constellations. And this is from a series of poems that vamp off Diane de Prima's revolutionary letters. And these are called evolutionary letters. Diane wrote hers in the late 60s, early 70s, when the revolution was in the air. And I'm writing them now when there ought to be revolution in the air. And by the end of this week, there may very well be revolution in the air. If you look at the senators who passed that bill, that tax heist, and see the population of the states that we that they represent, it's pretty fucking monstrous, to use Al's term, of what's happening here. How few people they represent in this country, and what power they have to create another fucking depression like they did during Calvin Coolidge's time. So this is evolutionary letter number 15. And if you ever read Diane's and look at mine, you'll see kind of where I vamped off of hers. When they seize the Columbia River, when ashes rain on Portland and Washougal, there's little self-defense from this Diane sortie. It doesn't involve creation of some kind. Not as in burning all creation, but in candle lighting, though the fire ban remains till November. You in the wet corner now dry have the year, and they in the other corner prepare for 165 mile an hour winds, for Harvey and Irma, and halfway to S, which in Gaia's case stands for surviving. Don't be anti-Antifa, but pro something, CSA or bioregionalist or wildcrafter. Ever make your own vegetable stock? Ever keep bags of beans and rice at the house? Costco ain't so bad. Think cooking oil, olive or coconut. Think blackberries till September. Think hell when ash falls as rain might. And don't curse. Perfect your village's prayer for rain.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you to the full second segment of readers. Elle and Rachel and Abby and Paul. And can we have one more clap for everyone that participated, including yourselves, and endured the weather and the temperature, and also witnessed the beauty of not only this immediate space, but the sky. I think it's pretty awesome.
And a hand for Greg Bem, who puts together such remarkable events.
Thank you. So if any of you want, I know it's a Sunday, many of you probably have a long week ahead of you, but if any of you want to join in socialization of ourselves together, for an extended period of time in a warmer place. We will rendezvous probably at, I don't know, Union Bar is probably the closest, like, conducive space that has a lot of seating.
Union, reliable, so, parking, everything.
It's only like 5 minutes away by car. So, otherwise, please enjoy the moonlight. Mm-hmm. See you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. How are we doing?
Oh, thank you. Yeah.